afternoon. This is the Bomber Buzz here on Classic Hits 101.7. And wherever you may listen to a podcast, it's going to be a good episode today. We're going to have South Dakota Mines Collegiate women's basketball player Emma Martin joining us here over the phone in here just a couple of minutes. But we got a lot of things going on. We got our winter sports kicking off here in the next week and a half. We will have Bomber basketball this weekend, our Bomber tip-off. That'll begin in the afternoon, 1 o'clock on Saturday from the hangar. You get to meet our Bombers and our Lady Bombers, 7th through 12th grade. That all begins at 1 o'clock in the hangar. Then they got real games next week. They're going to welcome Batesville to the hangar on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, the boys are going to play. We're going to welcome not really a familiar foe, but a familiar coach to the hangar, Coach Cody Wilmath at the helm of Fort Smith Northside. He's going to be coming over. It's going to be a fun time there. A lot of basketball next week. The girls are going to be off at the Wynn Tournament to open up their season. Batesville's just an exhibition game on Tuesday, but we'll have more information on that here in the coming weeks. And on Friday of next week, no matter what happens between the Bombers and Greenwood, the Bombers will host a playoff game, whether it's the first or the second round. If we happen to play next week, the Boom Squad theme is pink out, so anyone else in the crowd is welcome to join and wear pink at the next home game, which will be a playoff game. We are guaranteed of that. The Bombers can finish no lower than third place, and they could finish as high as first place tonight with a W at Greenwood. Should be a great contest there. You know, it's the number three team in Class 6A, the Mountain Home Bombers against the number one team in 6A, the Greenwood Bulldogs. Greenwood sitting at number three right now, and Mountain Home cracking the top 10 in the Arkansas Sports Media Poll for the first time in almost 20 years. It was November of 2005, the last time the Bombers broke into that poll. That was when they were ranked number seven. That was the first week of November, but a lot of great stuff coming up. I can't wait to talk to Emma Martin. She's hooping it up at South Dakota Mines, but we're going to have some track, that's in the spring, cross country. We'll have results for them. We'll talk about them more on the Bomber report coming up here in the next few weeks. But a lot of great things. The fall season's winding down. You know, it's still unseasonably warm outside, but it's still the fall season, as you know, we're transitioning from our fall sports into our winter sports, and final tune-ups happening for our winter sports. Swim team's going to go to Pocahontas. That's going to be at 5 o'clock on the 14th of November. Wrestling, they're going to start in the middle of this month. On the 21st, they're going to have a set of duels against Searcy, Conway, and Sheridan. That's going to be in Searcy, Arkansas. And the bowling team is also going to start their season. That's about a month from now. Theirs starts a little later than a lot of the other sports. Theirs will start from December, go through February. Tyler Blaisdell at the helm of that program now. Going to welcome Calico Rock and Norfolk to Driftwood Lanes here in about a month. Mark your calendars, December 4th. That's the first Bomber bowling event. But in the meantime, Emma Martin's waiting on the phone. We're going to get to talk to her in just a moment. This is the Bomber Buzz.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz, we're getting ready to get you going for number one versus number three and number three versus number 10 in the state of Arkansas. Your Bombers taking on Greenwood tonight over in Greenwood. That's a fun matchup. Greenwood's always been the gold standard in football across the state of Arkansas. And another matchup that's fun is going to be when Greenwood and Mountain Home play in girls basketball this year. That's two high-ranked teams. Speaking of girls basketball, we had a great segue into that. We have former Lady Bomber and current hard rocker over at South Dakota Mines, Emma Martin, on the phone here.
How's it going, Deacon?
Oh, it's just going, Emma. We're right in the thick of this. You know, it's that weird transition between fall and winter sports. You know, football's they're about to head the playoffs. You know, volleyball, golf, all that just got done, and then you know, swim and wrestling's coming up. So we're in that weird transition phase.
Yeah, I got a lot going on.
Yeah,
sure.
you're absolutely right, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
So you got a lot going on as well. You're at South Dakota Mines this year. Does that sound right?
That's correct.
So yeah. You're a hard rocker now. That's one of my favorite mascots I've ever heard.
Oh, absolutely. I've been real lucky with three really unique mascots. You know, I was a Bomber, a Gorilla, and now I'm a Hard Rocker.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's not many. I'd know of, only Bombers I know are the Canadian Football League team. I don't know of any Gorillas. I really don't.
There's only one in the NCAA.
Yeah, that's a unique one. I haven't heard of a Hard Rocker. So, you've very unique life so far, collegiately.
Absolutely.
So, how's things going at South Dakota?
Oh, you know, it's good. This school is a great school. Got up here with my new team and my new coaches, and everybody's awesome. It's been real, real easy to transition. So I've really enjoyed it so far.
So you went there, no, not just for basketball, but you're studying industrial engineering and engineering management. Is that still correct?
Yes. You know, I was mechanical engineering mm-hmm. for 3 years at Pitt State, and then I got up here and went ahead and changed my major. I'd always been interested in the industrial engineering side of things, but it just wasn't an option at Pitt. And so I got up here, and it was an option, and I was like, you know, why not? Absolutely.
I mean, yeah, you got one more year of basketball. Why not just do both?
Absolutely.
So anytime someone hears, you know, changing majors, you think, gosh, that's multiple more years of college, you know, in addition to what you've already had. That sounds like that's an easy transition.
There are some rules when you transfer. Each institution has got some rules about transfer students and how many credits they have to take from their university to graduate. So, I mean, it was, for me, the things that transferred were, it was pretty good. It was within, you know, it was within those hours that I had to take to graduate from South Dakota Mines. So it was not a problem for me.
How much you have left?
I'll graduate in May 26th.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a whole
semesters.
Lot.
So it's great. Yeah, I've got three semesters, and absolutely.
Yeah, that's an interesting major. You know, you hear, you know, just generic majors, but you hardly ever hear of a college athlete also being in industrial engineering or any kind of engineering, because that's very time-consuming. Is that hard to balance in a way?
Yeah, you know, I think that, and honestly, like, it's been, that's what's been real interesting about my transition from Pitt to this school. This school at Pitt, you know, I had me and one other of my teammates, name was Sydney Holmes. She was in plastics engineering. And so we had some classes, and not that other girls weren't in difficult majors, but it's just at South Dakota Mines up here, everybody is in engineering classes. You know, I mean, I've got 3-4 teammates that are biomedical engineer, going to be biomedical engineers and chemical engineers. And, you know, you put all that on top of, you know, all the hours of basketball, you got to be a real special kind of person. I'm figuring out to kind of balance all that out. But, you know, that's the name of the game at this level, is balance. You know, you got to spend your time on your academics, and you got to spend your time on your athletics and prioritize your mental health and get everything done.
Yeah, that's a big thing that's being talked about now, you know, from not just an athlete standpoint, but a coach or just, you know, anyone. The mental health standpoint of a lot of things, you know, that's a big transition when, you know, you go to a college, first off, that's only 4 hours away. You know, you don't get really homesick, because, you know, you're an interstate trip home. But when you're when you're some pretty good distance away up in South Dakota, which I believe, what is that, 12, 16 hours away in a car?
It's like 14 and some change.
I mean, is that a hard transition to be away from home, or is that just kind of, you know, because it seems like the city that South Dakota Mines is in, it's very mountain home-esque, just from what I've looked online. Now, it may be way different because you're there every day, but just, you know, just basic knowledge that I see online, it seems like it's very similar.
Yeah, I'm in Rapid City, South Dakota. It's a really good city. It's been really nice so far, really safe. It is about 77,000 people. It's quite a bit bigger, for sure, than Mountain Home, but I mean, as far as the, you know, just being far from home, I'm not, when I made this transition, you know, decon, I wasn't a 19-year-old kid heading to college for the first time. You got to keep that in mind, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, when I transferred up here, I was 22, 23 years old. So at that point, I'd been in, at this point, I'd been in college for 4 years, and it's just, you know, it's just kind of a next step. You know, I've got an internship in Charleston, South Carolina this summer, which is also going to be like 14 hours from Mountain Home. So I think, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, you get to the stage of your life where, I mean, you know, you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah.
So you get kind of, I'm kind of at that stage
stuff.
In my life where it's, well, yeah, and, you know, I mean, we talk, I talk to my family all real frequently, so keep in touch with people at home. So it's, I mean, freshman year is really hard, as you would ask, as any college freshman would say, and as any especially college athlete that's a freshman would say. But when once you get through that part of it, which I was well through that part of it when I moved 14 hours from home. So it's been good for me, but also the people up here are great, been real welcoming, real nice. So I've enjoyed it.
So it seems like it's a good fit up there.
Absolutely. It really is. But that's what matters too,
That is
that's
true.
All that matters.
That is true. You got to make sure you're in a good spot, where you're at just playing-wise and just, what you want to do in the future, because that ball's going to stop bouncing at some point.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, that's one of the things that's real emphasized here, because it is a real more academically inclined school, as you could probably guess. But, when I was being recruited, they told me one of the big things that they told me, they're like, our student-athletes have a 100% placement rate for jobs. And I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Wow.
Wow. Right. And these kids are making like upwards of 70K a year when they get out of college.
I mean, that's pretty good. Normally when you hear like an immediate rate to be placed into jobs, if you hear like 75%, that's like, wow, that's really high. But I mean,
right.
when you hear 100%, that's gotta be really good to hear, to know that like as soon as basketball's done, as soon as college is done, I'm set.
Absolutely. I was super blessed and they told me that, and that was awesome, and they told me about the internship opportunities that the school has, and which, being recruited, I was like, yeah, that's great, that's awesome. I'll get a job when I'm done with college, right, like everybody else does, but in this kind of industry, you need an internship to get started, and those are sometimes hard to find, but, the connections up here, I had an interview the second week of school and had got really lucky to get selected for something like within the first month of school. So I'm pretty blessed right now.
So what is that internship in South Carolina?
I'm going to be working for Nucor, the company that produces steel, makes steel. I'm going to be doing a safety internship.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's industrial engineering is optimization, really safety, kind of production process stuff. Is what I'm real interested in at this point. So I'm pretty excited about it. It's going to be really cool. I've got a teammate that's going to be interning with this, going back to intern with that same company. She did it last summer, actually, and she's going back. And she's going to be about 4 hours north of me. So I'm real excited about that.
Okay. I mean, that's good to have, at least someone close by, but...
Oh, absolutely. Make some weekend trips to the beach. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure that's the main focus over there.
Oh, something like that.
So I want to go back, in the way back machine, 10, 15, almost even 20 years ago, back in the day. You, of course, obviously, you're
20 years, Deacon. How old do you think I am?
20. I said 20. Yeah.
I mean, 20, I know.
Well, but anyway, I want to go back. Obviously, you're playing college basketball right now, but you were not just a basketball player. You were... Your senior year, you were a two-sport, but you reminded me today, you were a four-sport athlete when you were a freshman. You played golf, you were in track, soccer, and, of course, basketball. That's correct, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So
lettered in those sports my freshman year.
I forgot about that. That was almost a decade ago,
yeah.
So I've slept since then.
Yeah.
So was it important for you to play that, like, just try any sport that you wanted? Like, was that, I don't want to say, like, forced, but, like, did your parents push you to try new things like that?
I think in Mountain Home, I think it's pretty, when I was growing up, people my age, we did all the sports, like, Lauren Helmer, great soccer player, playing soccer at William Woods, played basketball growing up. We played soccer growing up. We did golf and all, everything that you can do. Abby and I did gymnastics. We did everything. Mom and Dad really just put us in everything. Shout out to them for that, because that's just, great as kids, just to learn all the skills to, succeed in everything. But I think in Mountain Home, for sure, I think it was great for me, which, Mountain Home is we share athletes in Mountain Home,
yeah.
Which I love, I think it was great, going out through high school. I did do those four sports my freshman year. Shout out Coach Leonard, the best golf coach ever, my freshman year. But, yeah, I really enjoyed running track and playing soccer with my friends. That was you know, I'm a competitor for sure at heart, but those sports for me were just a lot of fun and really got me a break away from, you know, I mean, basketball, I was a basketball player that played soccer, right? But it really got me away from the intensity, and it gave me a competitive outlet that I could just have fun with, you know? So I thought, I loved it. It was a great time.
So that was something that I've talked about a bunch. You know, I'm thankful my mom made me play. She said, you're going to play all of these sports, but I want you to try it at least. You don't need to stick with it. You know, if you don't like it, we won't do it again. No big deal. And I was always appreciative of that. And that sounds like it's kind of the norm around here now, is like, we're going to put our kid in a sport. You know, they're going to at least try it. And if they don't like it, oh, well, you know, they can do whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you have them do it. You know, you have young kids do things, and then you say, you know what, you're going to finish it out through the season. And if you don't like it, you don't have to do it again. But, you know, you may never know. But, you know, you got to also kind of factor in, like, the first time you start something, you're not going to be great at it, you know. So sometimes you got to get through the dog days a little bit at the beginning, and that's why you got to stick with things, you know.
So did you think when you were in high school that soccer was kind of a good break from basketball?
I enjoyed it. The thing for me, which I mentioned, I'm a real competitive person. When I get kind of in that mode, I get really intense. But it was something that I could go do and have that competitive outlet and really like I said, I was a basketball player that played soccer. So I played for my teammates on the soccer field, you know, like I played for my teammates and for my coaches. And not that I don't do that on the basketball court, but I just invested so much more time into basketball that it, you know, like, I don't want this to sound bad, but it meant, like, being successful in basketball meant a lot more to me than it did being successful in soccer, just because I believe that, you know, the more time you invest in something, the more you are going to care.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know, I gave it my all in soccer, and I really enjoyed it. I'd have some of the best memories from playing Lady Bomber soccer. I mean, I think we've got a great tradition at Mountain Home playing soccer, and I was just honestly, like, fortunate enough that I had really good soccer players around me. Like, I talked about Lauren Helmert, and, you know, Emma Jones played, and Chloe Nassari, and Kinsey Hatman, and Kirsten Stroud, just to name a couple of them. But I had really good people around me that really knew what they were doing, and they were really able to help me out a lot. And, you know, being able to be a little bit fearless back during the goal didn't hurt me at all either.
No, that usually helps. The one thing, and I know it could be kind of a sad subject in ways, but you're the first graduate we've had on here from 2020. Of course, you had the last quarter of your school year wiped out your senior year because of COVID, and, you know, that was the great unknown. Of course, it literally, like, basketball season ended, and then it hit, like, the next week. I mean, what was what was that like, not knowing, like, hey, am I gonna, you know, there were a few things that I had heard you were gonna participate in, not only soccer, but, you know, the North Ark basketball game, or, like, potentially being an all-star that year. Like, you know, what was that like, not knowing, like, if you were ever gonna play anything for the high school ever again, or even if you had graduation?
Yeah, you know, I was sad we didn't have, like, that soccer season, because I really wanted that for my teammates. I really wanted them to have their senior season playing soccer, those girls that were soccer players. And, you know, as far as, I'll be real honest, as far as school and stuff went, like, we all thought, I mean, none of us knew how big of a deal COVID was going to be at the time. Like, I remember being, you know, at home with my parents, and they're like, oh, school's out next week. And I'm like, oh, really? I figured we'd be back in 2 weeks. You know, I don't think any of us really knew what was going to happen in that time. So I think it's really hard to say kind of what I expected. I think that, you know, like I said, I think everything always works out the way it's supposed to, though. I think that the best part of my COVID days, you know, we didn't have school. I'll tell you what I did do. I spent a lot of time with that group of senior Lady Bombers, right? During my senior high school, I spent a lot of time with those girls. Lakin Moore and Witten Coleman and Sarah Claire Williams. We spent a lot of time in the gym together that summer, and being able to kind of go, which, you know, having to go away and not watch them grow up like they have, that has sucked. But I really enjoyed keeping up and watching their games online and talking to them and coming back for the alumni games. That's been really fun. But, you know, that's what I did during my COVID time. I spent a lot of time with those girls. So I'm real excited for them to have their senior season and
so it's really
it one last go.
It's really funny. If you didn't know yours and Lakin's last name, people would think that you're sisters. Because it seems like when you guys are in the gym, you guys are attached at the hip almost.
Absolutely.
Like very, very similar also, just tendency-wise as well.
That's what we love to hear, you know. I mean, that's my girl. That's like my little sister. I'd never run out of good things to say about her. Miss her so much. We talk frequently. I'm still blessed that she likes to talk to me. She hasn't, you know, just called me an old fart and got rid of me yet. So that's real nice of her. Shout out to Lakin for that.
That's one good thing I like about our girls program. And it's the same for a lot of programs, but it's even more in the girls program. It's like a lot of our girls that, you know, are going to play at the next level, they're aware of the history of the program. They care about the history of the program. Coach Fulcher always talks about this with his boys. Like, the boys that are there now are the caretakers of the program for the guys that are going to be there after they leave and the people that were there. So does it, when you were in the program, did it feel like that? Like, man, I'm playing for these women that played 15, 20, 30 years ago.
Absolutely. I remember growing up, I was in, you know, I mean, you've heard the stories about Coach Leonard letting me sit on the bench when I was like in the sixth grade.
Oh, yeah.
I idolized like Katie Kapler and Anna Floyd. I mean, they've, you know, since married now and have different last names, but I idolized them when I grew up. And, you know, in Lady Bonner basketball, you go in the locker room and before you walk out for a game, there's a sign and on like on the threshold of the door, and it says when you go out, come back a winner. And you jump up there and slap it when you go out of the locker room before the games. And I was in fifth grade. I couldn't touch it. So Katie Topper would lift me up and I'd slap the sign. And when I got up there my freshman year to play ball, I remember doing that for the first time by myself and actually being there. And that really meant something to me. Which also, too, is why I really enjoyed hanging around with Lakin and them when they were young. I mean, I made time to go to their, like, little practices and even, like, Lauren Rawls, and they had a little team that, you know, Buck Gilbert coached, and he was nice enough to let me pop into practice sometimes. And I think that, you know, the tradition is that means a lot to me. I'm a program kid, you know, I'll bleed Lady Barber basketball till the day I die. And I think that's why I really enjoy that we have people in the community that will organize like the alumni weekends and stuff. And then that it's so important that people show up to them. I mean, that's a huge thing for me. Just like I said, I idolized those girls. And then I made sure that when it was my turn to have younger kids look up to me, that I treated them the same way that I was treated when I was younger, you know? And I think that once you set that standard, then, you know, that continues to be a thing. And fortunate for me, I was blessed to be around some great role models. Like even like Brianna Leonard was there and Tanya Jones. Like I remember them being in high school and just really enjoying being around them and how nice to me that they were when I was, you know, in middle school. They didn't have to do that. So I'm really fortunate, really blessed to grow up a Lady Bomber.
Yeah, I think it's Mike Tomlin that coaches the Steelers. He said the standard is the standard. And that's kind of what it's become at Mountain Home, at least in the Lady Bomber program, for sure. Because, you know, every year it's the same. You want to, you know, put on a good face for your program, and you want to play as hard as you can. And you want to make sure that you're doing right by the program, whether you're in it or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Still, I mean, for me, I'm, like, still in college, and we're still going to be representing. And, you know, there's a wall of Lady Bombers that played in college in the hallway, and you know, as a kid for me growing up, like that was the goal. And it's real cool to go back and see, kind of, or like, wow, you know, I achieved what I wanted to, but I still don't feel accomplished yet, you know, which is a great mindset to have.
Oh, that's 100%. But that's also a goal, because I know we'll have, like, if we have like a seventh grade game or a junior high game that's played in the hangar, you know. That's the first time a lot of them might walk through that hallway and they'll say, wow, we've had a lot of history through this program. A lot of great players that, you know, they just led the program the right way.
That's the goal. You know, I mean, you try to do the right things in hopes that it matters to everyone else as much as it matters to you.
That's all you can ask for, honestly. In any program, not just girls basketball, like every program, you want that.
Absolutely.
So I'll put you on the spot here before we cut you loose. So, of course, the Bombers and Greenwood play tonight. That's an incredibly big game. That's essentially a conference championship game. Of course, the Bombers come in this week, number 10 in the state of Arkansas. Yes, the whole state of Arkansas. About 200 or so schools in the state offer the game of football, and we're in the top 10 in that ranking. Do you have a score prediction for that one?
Bombers on top. It doesn't even matter what the score is.
I like it.
Bombers on top.
I like it. That's every week, dog. But Emma, I really appreciate you, homie. We'll have to keep in touch. Be sure to watch South Dakota Mines play this season. A lot of their games are streamed on YouTube or other free streaming services. You can watch them everywhere from, it looks like everywhere from Alaska all the way to South Dakota, down to Texas, and it seems like everywhere in between.
Absolutely.
Well, Em, I'll catch you around. Be sure to keep up with your Lady Bombers, and let's go Bombers.
Yeah, absolutely. Go Bombers.
We'll be back in just a moment. We'll have a game preview of Mountain Home versus Greenwood in just a moment on the Bomber Buzz.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Back here on the Bomber Buzz, we're getting you ready for number 3 in Class 6A, your Mountain Home Bombers. They're going to take on the number 1 team in Class 6A, the Greenwood Bulldogs. Greenwood on a 60-plus game home winning streak. Bombers are going to look to try to end that streak. But in the meantime, you know, again, this is a top 10 matchup. We're not selling it short by any stretch. This is probably the biggest matchup in the state of Arkansas, at least rankings-wise, in the Arkansas Sports Media poll. But we want to take a quick step back from that. You know, there's just some things that are just way bigger than sports. You know, we're blessed to, our students are blessed to play a kids game. We're blessed to basically work with kids games. And, you know, it's a very low-stress job when in the grand scheme of things. We're partnering with the Greenwood Bulldog football team. They lost one of their own last week. Isaiah Arrington, who was by accounts, is going to be one of the greats in that Greenwood football program. An outstanding young man. Again, I never heard a negative word said about him. He's just an outstanding young man. We're forming a contribution. We've been accepting donations all week to cut them a check and help donate it to the Isaiah Arrington Memorial Scholarship Fund over there in Greenwood. The fund will award a scholarship to a future Greenwood Bulldog player who walks on to play college football somewhere. That was something that was a dream for Isaiah. Now, I could be reading this wrong, but he did receive an honorary offer from Missouri State University. I believe he was going to walk on there, but now he got a full offer posthumously, which was a very classy move by Missouri State on their part. That was I read that this week. Friends with Coach Chris Young on Facebook, he shared that. And, you know, it's just been a horrible situation, but there's been a lot of great things happening around the area in this conference, around the state, to help aid in that situation right now. Nothing will ever fix that, truly, but there's been a lot of great testaments. I believe Fort Smith Southside, that they played last week, they gave them the whole gate. All the money that they made of that game, they gave it straight to the scholarship fund. I saw Fayetteville. I can't remember who else I saw, but there were a few teams that they ran out with a Greenwood flag with them as well. And I know we're making this contribution to their scholarship fund, but that's just a very eye-opening reminder that, you know, life's very precious. Hug your loved ones and keep them close, and you know you never know when your time's up, honestly, and just live every day as fun and as energetic as you can, and just get every ounce of that orange that we call life. But to not necessarily pass along that, but again, the Bombers and Greenwood, they'll kick off at 7 p.m. You can tune in on the Bomber Sports Network. We'll have the broadcast for you on Classic Hits 101.7 and KTLO.com as well. Once again, that's going to wrap it up for our show, the Bomber Buzz. I thank Emma Martin for coming on, talking to us. That was a great conversation. That was one of our better conversations that we've had this year. They've all been great with our interviewees, but that was a really good one. Hopefully we have more of those for you over the course of the next few months here on the Bomber Buzz. I'm Dylan Conley. Have you a good weekend. Amen.